I've now got this edition's quiz question for you to test your little grey cells. And again, we're in the area of general knowledge. We want to know, Boob Day is the Spanish equivalent of what in Britain? Boob Day is the Spanish equivalent of what in Britain? Boob is spelt B-O-O-B. We give you the correct answer to that next week. Now for two more items of information. Firstly, a funding boost to help eradicate eye disease. Sight Savers charity Accelerate's programme has received $36.5 million of extra funding to help speed up the elimination of trachoma in Africa. Originally designed to run from 2018 to 2023, it aimed to support several African countries to eliminate or work towards eliminating the painful and potentially blinding disease that affects millions of people globally. The additional funding will enable Sight Savers to expand and extend the Accelerate programme until 2027. It originally set out to eliminate trachoma as a public health problem in 12 African countries and make significant progress in Ethiopia and Nigeria. With the extension, the programme will also cover Mozambique, Uganda and Zambia. Southern Africa and more than 60% of East and West Africa, as well as Cameroon, the first country in Central Africa, will now be able to eliminate trachoma. Sight Savers is aiming to support 17 countries to reach the milestone, with 15 countries hoping to be validated by the World Health Organization by 2027. Sight Savers has already delivered more than 53 million treatments. As a result, 15 million fewer people are at risk of contracting the blinding disease. A second item is breaking down visually impaired activity barriers. British Blind Sport has been working with leisure centre operator Places Leisure to break down barriers to exercise and sport for blind and partially sighted people as part of its See Sport Differently campaign. The programme, in partnership with RNIB, aims to tackle the biggest sporting barriers for the 2 million people in the UK living with sight loss, while encouraging blind and partially sighted people to get active. Campaign research has shown that 1 in 2 blind and partially sighted people feel that having sight loss stops them from exercising as much as they would like to, with 1 in 3 saying there are sports they want to try but have been unable to. The campaign has also revealed that accessibility, confidence, and cost are listed as some of the key sporting barriers for those with sight loss. Places Leisure, a social enterprise which operates more than 80 leisure centres across the UK, is seeking advice from the British Blind Sport team on ways to make their centres more accessible for blind and partially sighted people. The programme has already seen more than 10 workshops delivered to 111 staff across 5 leisure centres, where the charity educated them about what it's like living with sight loss, as well as thinking about physical and psychological barriers that exist at the leisure centre for those with sight loss. The sessions provided advice on communication, such as the suitable questions to ask in a front-of-house role, how to act as a guide for someone, and using screen reader-friendly descriptive text for social media images. Advice was also provided on making physical alterations to the venue, including adopting consistent layouts for equipment and including tactile markings and contrasting colours. Johnny Pickering, the head of Healthy Communities at Places Leisure, said, "We constantly strive to provide the most inclusive service possible for our customers." The See Sport Differently training allows our colleagues to experience firsthand what it's like to access leisure centres from the perspective of blind and partially sighted people. With this insight, our teams can remove any potential barriers these customers may face, ensuring a first-class service at our venues. We look forward to continuing our partnership with British Blind Sport and the RNIB. Again, I'm going to return you to my colleagues, this time for the rest of the week's local news.